the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
So welcome back to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. My name is Christina Passioni-Zayas, and I'm here with Matt Gams, Senior Vice President for Wintrust Financial. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So moving along in our conversation, from the perspective of an investor, what are key indicators that signal a promising investment, specifically as it relates to nonprofit organizations?
Sure. I think the number one thing that you want to hear when someone comes to see you or you're interacting with a board member or an executive director is they're talking about a multi-year program for results. As investors, most if you're just talking about a single event or the amount of money that needs to be raised, that really kind of goes pretty flat, pretty fast. What really I know we want to hear as an investor is the results that you get. And more importantly, if you're saying, hey, it's going to take 5 years, and so really what you've done a successful job of saying, I need funding for 5 years. But when you come and ask just for a single thing, or you're talking about very short-term needs versus long-term results, I've found that most investors turn you off pretty quickly.
Great. That's really interesting because it's almost like counterintuitive in the sense that you're asking for a long-term investment over time. Are there any specific, like, you kind of talked about some phrasing. Are there any buzzwords that are helpful to communicate that?
I think one of the things that we've heard from our employees who are on boards and folks that have a passion for this is that they're talking about whether it's we went through a period of time where we thought about job creation. And really no parent in the world ever really wants their child to have a job. They want their child to have a career. And so in the business community, we're thinking about career development, right? That's the dream. That's what people want. Well, the truth is that career development starts somewhere in the second or third grade, maybe at the latest, opposed to waiting for a kid to get into junior high school or high school. And that aligns really well with the early childhood space, going to corporations and talking to them about support in that space. Not just that you're doing the right thing for kids, which everybody wants to do, but you're actually building and helping build the foundation of the core of what that employee will be 15 to 20 years from now. That you talk that type of language, regardless whether it's a bank or manufacturer or a large plane manufacturing company, whatever it is, that's what they're worried about. They're worried about the fewer number of workers they're going to have 20 years from now.
Great. Thank you. That's very helpful. Please join us again for the next podcast, part 3, where we will actually explore something similar to what we were just talking about, and that is investment trends in the field.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.